Hi guys, welcome back to the Level Up Mindset podcast. I have another analogy for you today, and I think this one is a good one. So I was getting acupuncture done last week, and my muscles are really tight, so I get a bit of a sore back at times. So when I got acupuncture this week, they did this thing where they attached wires to the needles and then sent electrical pulses through it to make the muscles contract and then decontract. I think it's decontract is the term. Basically, to get the muscle to release and then constrict again, like tighten again. And the reason for this was to help loosen my muscles, because my muscles have been so tight and so used to being tight that I wasn't able to relax them, and they weren't able to relax on their own. This acupuncture method is really, really good for loosening the muscle and getting it used to being in that relaxed state. It's like if you ever see someone who has really poor posture and they try to straighten up their back and stand tall, it always feels uncomfortable. They always think it doesn't feel right, and it feels much easier to go back into the kind of hunched over state. And you'll all know that it's not good for you. It's good posture. It has a lot to do with, you know, how you walk, how you stand, and how you feel. And this poor posture is actually not the way the body's supposed to be. You're supposed to stand up straight and tall, and that's where your body feels good and how your muscles are meant to be relaxed. But if someone is so used to being hunched forward all the time, they're unable to relax and fall back into where their body's meant to be in that natural state. Anytime anyone's ever done it, they'll complain that it doesn't feel right and it feels really sore to do that. And eventually the muscle will ping back and they'll start hunching over again. Well, this is a really great example of what happens when people don't like change, or when you don't like change, or whenever you try to come out of that comfort zone. You're so used to, or these people are so used to, being a certain way and doing things in a certain way that's comfortable to them, that it feels natural. Just like standing hunched forward feels natural to some people, even though it doesn't look natural and it looks uncomfortable, it feels it to them. It's the same with whatever it is that other people are comfortable with in their lives. Anytime you try to do something different and step out of that comfort zone, it's like trying to get someone who's hunched over to straighten up their back. It might be better for them, but it won't feel good initially. So this is why people don't like change so much, because it doesn't actually feel good. They're so used to things being a certain way that to step out of that, it feels painful. It feels weird. It feels out of place. And it always pings back. It always goes back to the way, or it always tries to push them back to how they used to be. Anytime you step out of your comfort zone, it's going to want to get you to step back into it. And this is where, when you do try to do something to change your life, try not to give in to the temptation of reverting back to what feels natural to you. Because just because something feels natural to you doesn't mean that it's actually good for you. Hunching your shoulders forward and standing, kind of leaning forward, is not good for you. It's not good for your neck. It's not good for your shoulders. It's not good for your back. It's not good for anything, even if it feels it. Just like going back to what you know, doing things the way that people are used to you doing them just for an easy life is not good for you. What is good for you and what is going to give you what you want is to get uncomfortable. It's to step out of this area of things that you're used to and do things that you're not, and go against whatever everyone else says. Here's the other thing: whenever you do something different, it's uncomfortable for other people. It's like you're straightening their back, and they don't have a choice because they're not choosing to do this, so it's even harder. So you will get resistance, and you will get people that don't agree with what you're doing if it's not what they're used to you being, and the version of you that they have in your head is no longer that. It threatens their sense of you and the image that they've created, and their own habitat changes. when you change. Your habitat changes when you change. New surroundings, always going to be a little bit scary, and it's always going to feel uncomfortable. But just like with acupuncture, or this method that I had that was relaxing the muscle, constricting the muscle, kept going back and forth, eventually my muscles started to relax properly. And the back pain was starting to release as well. And it's because this tension that I'd been holding from being this way started to subside. And I was starting to revert back to how my muscles were supposed to be and the way that was good for my body. Just like if you step out of your comfort zone enough and you do things differently enough, it'll eventually start to feel good. It never feels good in the beginning. Nothing ever does. But once you get used to doing it and you do it enough times, it gets easier. And then it feels really great. So if you're ever stuck in that rut and you are struggling with how uncomfortable stepping out of your comfort zone is, hold on, keep on going, because it does get better. Just keep picturing this hunched over back of yours straightening and getting better and better, and you're opening yourself up to new endless possibilities and opportunities. Every time you step out of your comfort zone, you straighten that back a little bit more. And eventually, you'll be able to walk about with your head held high, with a lovely straight body, feeling amazing about yourself, and being so happy that you made the changes that you want to make. Don't give up on it. It's hard, but it does get easier, and then it gets better. And then once you start, you can't stop. It never ends. So I hope this helps you guys out there. If you are struggling with the kind of day-to-day ups and downs of being on a self-development journey, or trying to change, or trying to reach your goals, or you've had things happen to you that have really affected your consistency, then I'll leave the links to my books below. They are made to help pick you up on these days and help you stay consistent so that you don't give up just because of one bad day. Because if I had, I wouldn't be where I am today. And trust me, I am a lot happier and focused and fulfilled, and I want you guys to be the same. So feel free to check them out, and I'll speak to you in the next episode.